Deadly Desire by Carrie Arthur. Narrated by Angela Daw. Copyright 2009 by Carrie Arthur. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Dell Books, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
Chapter 1. The almost ripe moon hung in the midnight sky, and the heat of it sang through my veins. Being a werewolf at this time of the month generally meant fun times, because we celebrated the moon's bloom with a sensual week of intimacy, one that involved much loving and many different partners. Although for me, there was currently only one man, and he was neither an ordinary man nor a werewolf, although as a vampire he certainly had enough stamina to satisfy the hunger of any wolf. Of course, I wasn't just a wolf, but when the moon bloomed toward fullness, it was she who reigned supreme, rather than the vampire half of my soul. But I was also a guardian, and it was an unfortunate fact that the bad guys of this world had absolutely no respect for the moon or a werewolf's needs. Which was why I was now stalking through the deserted back streets of Kulleru, following a scent that was all death and violence, rather than being curled up beside my vampire, enjoying his caresses. The night itself was crisp and cold, and I had a killer case of goosebumps. If I'd had the time, I would have gone home to grab a sweater, but Jack, my boss, and the vampire in charge of the whole Guardian Division, had insisted it couldn't wait, that lives depended on me catching this idiot before he could kill again. Of course I'd felt the need to point out that he had a veritable truckload of leashed killers sitting in the underground floors of the Directorate. Everyone